Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dejesu. Batting second. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Garner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Robinson. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Robinson. And now, play ball. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dejesu hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foley moves to second. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is walked intentionally. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Lacy now playing left field. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a fly ball towards right. Parker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Parker. Ontiveros moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dejesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a fly ball into left field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreno hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreno. The throw from Blackwell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a line drive towards short. DeJesus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moreno scores. It's 1 to nothing, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow spins and fires to second, with DeJesus covering, and Lacy is picked off. One out. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0 for 1 in the game. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moreno hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Krukow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moreno for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Foley reaches second base with a double. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lacy strikes out. There goes Stargell. The throw from Blackwell to second, and Stargell is out. Two outs. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Ott reaches second base with a double. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Lacey fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lacey. Martin moves to third. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moreno. Ontiveros reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ontiveros scores. Blackwell moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Mike Krukow. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner pinch hits for Don Robinson. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moreno strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milner moves to third. Foley moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milner scores. Foley scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Ivan De Jesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesu is 0 for 3 in the game. De Jesu takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stennett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Sam Mahias now playing right field. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lacy strikes out. one out. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutter covering, for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 3 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ontiveros is hit by the pitch. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into left field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Scott Thompson now playing left field. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 3 in the game. Stennett strikes out. Blackwell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stennett out. One out. Mike Easler pinch hits for Grant Jackson. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moreno strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.